You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again from OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered online and in iTunes because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you guys make smarter trades. So again, thanks so much for tuning into today's show. On today's show, I am super excited to bring to you guys a very exclusive interview with Baiju Bhatt from Robinhood. He is the co-founder and co-CEO, and hopefully a company which really needs no introduction. They kind of made a huge splash in the brokerage and online investing space when they came out a couple years ago and offered free stock trading. And since then, their company has been growing exponentially very fast. And what I think you'll enjoy about today's podcast is just how clear and down to earth Baiju is about the direction of Robinhood and where they see things going, and why, more importantly, they're now starting to roll out some new things, including a huge announcement for free options trading, which is super exciting for us because as Option Alpha listeners, you know, that's what we're all about. We're all about options trading here at Option Alpha. So it was really, really exciting to talk to him and to get his perspective on things and kind of ask him some of the questions that you guys had originally sent in to me through Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and through the forums, etc. So without further ado, I want to get back into the interview with Baiju, but wait around till the end or make sure you listen till the end because I'll add some of my comments and follow-up thoughts on what we had talked about in our show. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. As always, if you want to get a copy of this or get a copy of the transcript, see some notes that we took, it's available at optionalpha.com/Robinhood. So again, just the word Robinhood, optionalpha.com/Robinhood. But let's get right into it. All right, so again, we have Baiju on the line. Hey, man, welcome. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. So I know you're quite busy today with your guys' big announcement about free options trading. So are you getting sleep is the first question.
A little bit here and there, but we've got a little motto with the rollout of this that, you know, we shouldn't be sleeping on the release of options. So
yeah,
yes,
I hear you. Right. And like, you're probably being bombarded by people. So, but look, this will be really good to talk about. And I really appreciate you coming on. I know, I guess a couple of people from your guys' team have been through Option Alpha and been through our training, which is cool. And I see here and there little Robinhood accounts. So, and we're big fans of Robinhood and, you know, what we do on stock side, we do through Robinhood. So congrats to you guys on all your guys' success, first of all.
Thank you, sir. Feeling is mutual. I know a lot of people at Robinhood absolutely love Option Alpha and been talking to me about how it was like one of the best ways for them to learn about options. So
good. Well, I feel good. That makes me blush. I appreciate that. So what I want to talk about today is obviously your guys' big announcement with options trading. But first, before we do that, let's go back in time to just like how you got started with Robinhood, how you guys came about. In fact, I think I even first saw a video of you and Vlad on like a screen share when you guys first announced Robinhood. And thank God you guys changed the logo because it was hideous back then. I love it now. Oh. But it wasn't originally brokerage, right? It was originally just kind of like crowdsourcing of analysts or like, I guess, crowdsourcing recommendations, right? So kind of walk us through the quick progression of where you came from and how everything kind of evolved.
Well, I'm flattered that you've heard of the previous project that was before the current Robinhood. So I'll start out with a couple of things. The origin of the story, origin of the company, actually starts with a friendship, which is between me and Vlad, who's my co-founder. The two of us were roommates and best friends during our undergrad at Stanford in college, and we became really good friends because we were both studying physics at the time. We were both only children. We were both children of immigrants. We both grew up in Virginia, and we both kind of had this like scraggly long hair situation going on. So just became very good friends in college and kind of have been collaborating on things ever since then. And when we originally had the idea for Robinhood, which was in sometime at the end, middle of the end of 2012, we had been working in finance before and had kind of been present through the Occupy movement in New York and saw the financial system, saw how a lot of people were really frustrated with the way the financial system worked in our country. And while we agreed with a lot of the frustration that was there, we were a little different because we saw a clear path to making the financial system much better using technology. And that kind of gets us to the mission of what Robinhood is. And the mission is to make the markets and the financial system as a whole accessible to the rest of us, not just the people that are the super wealthy.
Yeah. So, I think what's cool about this, and correct me if I'm wrong on the way you guys saw this turn of events, kind of when you were working in New York, is that you saw that basically all the trades were going through electronic ticketing anyway. And there was like, there was no charge on that, but they were just ringing up extra charges for something that effectively happens free. Right. I mean, so that's absolutely. And people don't, correct me if I'm wrong too, but people don't understand that most trades actually happen for free. It's just, I guess, a charge for the platform is really what you're getting charged for at other brokers.
A little bit of a history lesson. This started the cost of market access has been something that's, you know, it used to cost hundreds of dollars to be able to access the markets, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. And then with the rise of electronic trading in the late 90s and the early 2000s, that cost saw a pretty big step change, and it got down to the $10, $15 per trade. And then it was actually around 2008 when markets started going fully electronic that there was another step change in the cost of market access. And when we first started building Robinhood, that was one of our key observations was, hey, it doesn't actually cost anything to place a trade in the stock market. It's a purely electronic transaction, really not that different from sending an email. And so the cost of market access as offered through most of the sort of old school brokerages stems from the fact that they have a really expensive cost structure of running those businesses. They spend tens or hundreds of millions of dollars a year on marketing and Super Bowl ads. And there's a lot of manual processing of information. And we saw an opportunity to go in there and really automate all of that stuff, take our experience in engineering and math to build systems that were, you know, that were relentlessly automating the cost of market access. And a few years later, it's been exciting to see this idea kind of come to life. So today we've now crossed over 3 million users on Robinhood in less than 3 years. And we have a little over 100 employees that are based in California, and we've got a few in Florida now too. And to kind of put that in perspective, E-Trade, which is a big publicly traded brokerage, has a little over 3.5 million accounts compared to our three, but they have, you know, nearly 3,500 employees, and it's taken them 36 years to get to that size. So we've really changed the landscape.
Yeah. Well, I think the speed and the lightweightness of the business model is really what helps, right? I mean, and you offer a great service to people and people love it. Like, I even turned on my sister-in-law, who's never in her life traded, didn't know anything about mutual funds or ETFs or stocks or anything. And now, like, she loved, I mean, it's like she's on there all the time, right? And it's just everything was initially, everything's app-driven at this point. I know you guys are launching web, but everything's app-driven. And so really, it's just the lightweightness of the business that allows you to do what you do.
Yep. And that's the really awesome thing about Robinhood is that we've grown pretty much exclusively through word of mouth. And it wasn't until this summer, we hadn't done any marketing at all until this summer. It had been purely organic, the growth. And it had come from people like you telling people that they're like, hey, you should check this thing out. It's really easy to use. And it's not going to cost you anything to do it. And like you mentioned, we're starting to expand. So this fall has been pretty exciting for us. A month ago, at the beginning of November, we announced the launch of Robinhood for web, which lets you use it on your desktop computer. It's a full featured research platform. And this month we're announcing, as you mentioned, the ability to trade options on Robinhood also for free. And, you know, we think that this is a pretty big step change across a couple of different axes. The first one, quite obviously, is cost. Right now, trading options is really, really expensive. You pay $6.95 per trade, and then you pay another 75 cents per contract, and then you pay another $20 to exercise or to assign the contracts. And so you can easily spend $100 trading options in just fees. And that coupled with the fact that it's really complicated to use, like being able to navigate the options chain or understanding what you're doing is making all that stuff much easier to use. We think we can make this accessible to a totally new generation and a new demographic of people that we think could really benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, like I often tell people, even when I teach at Option Alpha and all of our stuff is free, you know, for the sake of just, you know, doing what you guys are doing is just providing value and trying to help educate. But I tell people all the time is like, you know, trading options sometimes feels like you're in a jet engine cockpit when it shouldn't be. Like it's actually simple. Like the strategies are simple. The techniques are simple, simple math behind it. But for some reason, like there's so many buttons to push, people get worried that they're going to push, you know, the eject button. Right. Exactly. So no, I love that idea.
Yeah. Sorry. This is one of the things that I feel very passionately about and is kind of at the core of our product design is we like to make it so that people feel empowered. They feel smart when they're using these platforms. We don't want people to use our products and to be confused or to be left with a feeling like, this is for experts. Like I can't use this. Like we strive for the opposite of that.
No, totally. Yeah. Well, we built some like options backtesting and trade optimization software this year. And when we launched it, I kept asking like, what can we remove from like buttons? Cause I don't want a lot of buttons. Like I'm like you, it's like, you know, user experience and the ability for someone just to come in and quickly be able to do it. And I had people email me and they say, but like that was like two steps. I'm like, great, that's awesome. Like that's what it needs to be. Like as little steps as possible. So I'm right there with you. So as far as Robinhood goes and on the options trading side, the big question everyone had is because I polled our members, I polled our community, how do you guys plan on making money with options? I think I know your response, but I want you to be able to, you know, dictate it the way you want to. But how do you guys plan on making money when you're trading or allowing trading options for free?
Yeah, great question. So there's a couple of aspects to that. I think the key one is that we see trading options as something that has a really strong opportunity to grow the number of people that use Robinhood Gold, which we announced a little over a year ago. It's the premium version of Robinhood, and it lets you get up to $2,000 in extra buying power through a margin account for as little as 10 bucks a month. Also gives you access to after-hours trading, and it makes instant deposits and stuff even better. So it increases your limit so you can deposit money instantly. So this is kind of a product that we launched a year ago that we thought was going to be really useful for some of like the prosumers or people that are more sophisticated using Robinhood. And we made a conscious decision to make options available to everybody, not just the people that have our premium version, because one, we thought philosophically that was the right thing to do. And two, we were pretty confident that if we continue to make Robinhood valuable for more people will use our gold version. And so that's one of the things that we're pretty excited about. The other thing that's worth noting is that our business has a fundamentally different cost structure to operate. And so we don't need to charge the heavy duty fees that other brokerages do, because our team is so much leaner and our workforce is really geared towards automating the manual touch points that companies like ours normally have when offering a product like this. And that kind of gets back to what I said ago, right? I said a few minutes ago, which is that we have a workforce of a little over 100 people that's servicing a business that's a hop, skip, and a jump away from the size of E-Trade. And it takes them literally 35 times as many people to operate it. So,
well, and I think, you know, so like an example,
the way those numbers shake out.
Right. Well, and I think an example just to even like further prove what you're talking about is, you know, like the way you guys have right now, the application process is that's totally mobile. There's no paperwork required at all, which I think when I was like signing up my sister-in-law, if she's listening to this, she'll know she was kind of like shocked. She's like, that's it. And I'm like, that's it. Like you're done, you know, you're in versus like other brokerage. I mean, it seems like it's like this huge, like a steamroll of like paperwork that you have to go through. And that just bogs down the system, creates inefficiencies, and ultimately leads to higher costs. So that's how you guys do it, which is good. And again, I think I generally knew everything that you said, but again, I want you to kind of explain. So the other question that people had and just kind of going over some of the stuff too, is a lot of people want to know.
To bookend this point before I move on to the next one, is we make a conscious decision to give these products to people at no fees to them. And I mean, we certainly could be charging fees for this stuff, and it does make running our business much more complicated. But, you know, it kind of comes back to the reason that we're doing this. Like this, our company exists for a reason. We're a company that as cliche as it sounds, is very much a mission-driven company. Like, the reason that Robinhood exists in this world is to make the financial system work for the rest of us. It's not a company that exists for the generic purpose of making money. And I think there are far too many companies that, if you really get to the heart of it, like, why does that company exist? It's like, well, they're trying to make money. And we view that as a pleasant byproduct of building products that make our financial system work better. But that first goal is the most important one and the one that really guides the way that we operate our company.
110% agree. And this is why people always ask me, like, Kirk, why do you give away all this content? Like, on our side, we give away training, courses, content all for free, because eventually people like your guys signed up. And that's how I eventually got introduced to you and got you on the podcast. Like, that would have never happened if I just was totally, you know, sheltered and coveting everything and charging a fee for it. Right. So absolutely. I 100% agree. 100% agree.
So you the choir, my friend.
That's right. Yeah. So the other question that people had, or a lot of people had, because we've got people literally from every continent now. I'm sure you do too. We had our first like couple people actually sign up from Antarctica last month, which was cool because they're on an army base there, which is interesting. And they're trading options there, which is crazy. But they also said, you know, hey, when is Robinhood going to allow international expansion? Like, when are they going to have opening up internationally? Is that in the plans? What's the rollout for that? So can you comment on that?
Yeah, I certainly can. And for those that remember, we were beginning to do some international expansion in sort of middle of 2016. We launched in China, and we were planning on launching immediately in Australia. And it was actually, it was the geopolitical shifting that happened in late 2016, obviously with things like Brexit,
yep,
that made us kind of say, hey, you know, we have a really hard time operating abroad. If we see the potential regulations as being in flux, we need those to be pretty stable and stationary, because being able to offer Robinhood in every market outside of the US requires a commitment from our part to engage the local regulators and to work with them and make sure we can facilitate money movement and all that stuff in ways that's really easy for people to use. And so when we kind of saw that some of those tides were turning, or the regulations were going to be different, it kind of doesn't matter what the regulations are. Like, we're pretty capable of, you know, conforming to the rules that are set out for us, but they kind of have to be stationary for us to be able to do that. And so that's the reason we pulled back a little bit at the end of last year with our plans of expanding abroad. But I think going into 2018, we see the landscape of regulations as being a lot more stable than they were going into the beginning of this year. And so I think you'll see a lot more activity from us abroad this year and next year. So
yeah, good to hear. I'll leave it at that. Yeah, no, and I understand you got to marry different people. So, so getting into a couple other questions, because I know your time is valuable and I don't, you know, want to waste it. So other questions that people had on rolling out for option strategies in particular, what is your guys' plan as far as strategies that are going to be available to people? I know there's going to be a couple different levels. There's going to be some advanced option strategies, spreads, credit spreads, iron butterflies, et cetera. But is there going to be like a pared back version of that initially, or do you plan to roll out everything in one full swoop? I think what people are just most interested in is like, what can you do with options? Hopefully more than just buy and sell calls and puts, which I think you can, but again, just want to have your comment on it.
So when we launch on day one, and as we've already started launching, you'll be able to buy and sell calls and puts on Robinhood. We're working on building out some functionality for more complicated multi-leg strategies, and we're planning on having that available pretty soon after the sort of general release. But our focus right now is kind of getting out the thing that does all the things that you need to do to pretty much everyone as quickly as possible.
Right. And then build from there.
Build from there. Yeah. And again, I think it's difficult to explain to people how challenging it was to get this to work on an interface the size of a mobile device.
Yep.
And on top of that, to work like seamlessly in the same app, in the same interface as our equities trading platform, while not compromising on the usability or the simplicity of like the basic product. Yeah. And so
you're preaching to the choir now. Cause yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir. I mean, options trading is, you know, cubic dimensional, you know, it's not it's really buy or sell. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that that adds a layer of complexity. So yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what you guys, you know, put together and when you guys roll it out for sure. So I want to see if we could fit in maybe two more questions, and I know your time is valuable. And so the first one is on Bitcoin and blockchain technology, and not necessarily that I want to talk about Bitcoin because I don't. What I'm more interested in is the actual blockchain technology because everyone's talking about it right now. And I guess more importantly, where you think that might overall fit into equity markets in the future. Is there going to be a time where equity becomes tradable on the blockchain and we have, you know, like different ways of trading equities besides just the regular equity markets, I guess?
Okay. Yeah. So a couple of questions there. One, I think the blockchain is pretty fascinating. I think intellectually, it's a very cool idea. I think the idea of decentralizing the ledger of transactions is one that it's so futuristic and it's so different that I think from that point, I think the technology is like very, very interesting. As far as whether equity transactions will be on the blockchain at some point, my honest opinion is I don't think so. I think the financial system moves pretty slowly. I think that the financial markets in our country are very, very closely regulated. And I think that's with very good cause too, because it's difficult making a financial system like ours with as much economic activity and growth that we have work and be stable. I foresee it being a very long time before that becomes a part of the equities or options markets. But I'm open to be proven wrong here, but that's kind of what my guess would be.
Yeah, I think stability is the key. I think you're right. I think it you know, as stable and as secure as our markets are because everyone looks to our markets first, I think that would create a lot of instability if something were to happen, even on the random off chance.
Yeah, I mean, our financial system is the lighthouse. It is the beacon of light of like what modern capitalism can look like. And I think it kind of, for me at least, comes down to a don't fix it if it ain't broke kind of situation. Like I don't immediately see how that would make the equities markets better.
Right. Cool. Well, yeah, I know I had a lot of people comment on it, and it's a big topic right now, and it's obviously, you know, blockchain and all this stuff is trending. So I was just curious what your opinion is on it. So last question, just to wrap up before I just ask just personally what you're up to, is the API integrations. I know you guys have done API integrations and have partnered up with companies like StockTwits and have done stuff with them. Is that still the plan for options trading, is to partner up with companies, i.e. potentially maybe Option Alpha in the future, just saying, and have some sort of like integration where people can trade through their platform on Robinhood?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we talk about pretty often internally. And I think you will, if not this year, probably in the next year or so, you'll see a lot more activity around the API from us. And as you know, we did do a few things with our API again in 2016. And we walked back a little bit because we didn't want to be in a situation where we had an identity crisis. Like, what kind of company are we? Are we a consumer company or are we an enterprise company that our primary business is this API? Like, what is our identity? And I think we decided that we wanted to be a little bit bigger. We wanted to have the foundations of our business with things like Robinhood Gold and some of these foundational products like Web and options out the door before we kind of split our focus, because I think it's so critical to everything that we've done so far for us to have our true north be our consumers, and every decision we make, we can benchmark against, like, does this make our consumers' lives better or not? And keeping that focus. So I think once we're a little bit further along, we're going to be pretty excited to open that to say, hey, we're focused on our consumers. We also have this awesome enterprise business that lets people grow off of the economies of scale and the efficiency and sort of the technological modern seamlessness of our platform and let other people build on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a good, and I respect the answer, and I will definitely be waiting in the wings if that ever comes into fruition for sure. So
I mean, I think that's what we'd love to hear, right?
Yeah, no, totally. And I think it's just the next logical step for like what we build. I mean, we build technology and software for backtesting and optimizing and scanning, the next step is trade integration, you know, is being able to click and trade from the platform. So that's what we're looking for too. So, well, cool, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on. So look, I know you're a big runner, right? Like you just, did you do your half, were going to do a half marathon last year or a full marathon, one of the two?
Yeah, I'm constantly just like training for half marathon here or there, and much less frequently actually doing the marathons.
Yeah. Listen, I tried the half marathon thing last year. I like barely got through it in 2 hours. I got, you know, like I did my thing under 2 hours. I was happy with that, but I'm never going to do a full.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was my first. I mean, my wife is like, she's like a Clydesdale. She runs all the time and super fast. And so.
Oh my God. Same situation for me. It's embarrassing.
It's totally embarrassing. Yeah, she runs circles on me for sure. But I just figured I'd have to ask. So what else do you do? What else do you do real quick besides, you know, what you do at Robinhood? Like, you know, what do you like to do? What are you into? Is it traveling? Is it, you know, just working on the business or?
Yeah. So I do spend a lot of time at work, surprise, surprise, but I do really love being out in nature. I do really love exercising and hiking. So yeah, I'll give you a little sneak peek into my life. So about a couple of weeks ago, got a dog. I got a really athletic dog. So I have a big 80-pound German Shepherd who I like to go on runs with.
That's quite a step up. I mean, that's a big dog to initially start with.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of dog. But he's a great guy. His name's Kepler, named after the famous astronomer.
I like it.
And yeah, actually, in 2 days, my wife and I and a few of our friends, also colleagues at Robinhood, are going on a 2-week. Sort of camping and backpacking excursion through the mountains of Patagonia.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, I always told my wife, if I get two dogs, it's going to be straddle and strangle, but she won't ever let me get them. So, another time we have two kids instead. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, hey, Baiju, man, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate what you're doing. I respect what you guys are doing there. If there's anything that we can do to help, please let us know. But again, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, sir. And the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope you guys enjoyed today's show, as always, and I'm sure you got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader investor. Probably that one thing is going to go and sign up for the exclusive waitlist that is currently available for Robinhood options trading access, or at least sign up for a Robinhood account so that you guys have access to free options trading when it becomes available. I think some of the comments I want to make to the show or some of the additional things or remarks or my takeaways from this. Again, as you probably heard in the show, I think it's really interesting what Baiju and the guys over there are doing because, as you heard, this market and this environment is flattening out very, very fast. And what I mean by that is that the financial system is flattening out and the playing field is becoming more and more level in seemingly zero degrees level now at this point with free trading than it ever was before. You know, when I started more than 10 years ago trading now on Thinkorswim and starting to do this whole process, I mean, trades were, you know, still a couple dollars, you know, per trade, per contract. They've gradually gone down. You can negotiate them down. And now it's to the point now where options trading is going to be effectively free. And I think you'll start to see a lot of brokers eventually transition into a model very similar to this as they start to compete with providers like Robinhood, etc. What I think is the opportunity for you as the trader itself is just to understand that now the playing field is extremely flat and extremely level, which means that truly the best people are going to survive in this environment. There's no longer a crutch that you have to hold on to or that most people hold on to that they can't trade or they don't have access or that the commissions are too high. That's no longer an excuse. And I think that we'll start to see people weed out, you know, the people who are really serious about this from the people who are just literally kicking the tires. The one concern I always have with options trading in general, which is really why I even started Option Alpha in the first place, was that I wanted to make sure that people have the right education in place. And I think the only necessarily downside to how Robinhood is going to roll out options trading is that I hope as they roll them out and as they sequentially give people access at different trading approval levels, that it is also paired with appropriate education. Because what I would hate to see happen, and I could see happen in cases where people are just drawn to free trading for the sake of free trading, people don't understand the real risks that are tied to options contracts, which in some cases could be much greater than trading the underlying stock. And I think that that is probably the biggest hurdle that many of these brokerages have to overcome in most cases when they give people trading access to options, is just making sure that they are not literally delivering them on a silver platter to the market and making sure that they are making sound judgment. They're making smart, reasonable expectation trades. So I think that that's obviously going to be a big hurdle for them to cross and get over. I think though, when you look at the landscape of brokers, obviously the fact that Robinhood is going to be offering free options trading, as Beju said, means that they have to not cut back, but not offer other things that traditional brokerages offer. And so depending on what type of person you are, that may be very attractive to you, or frankly, it may not be. I know that some people may never go to a Robinhood because they want the feeling of somebody that they can call up and talk through a trade, or a more in-depth platform with a lot more research, or that's also tied to their checking account. So I think that there's these ancillary things that they choose not to offer on purpose so that they can offer free options trading. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in the next, couple of years as the industry starts to maybe consolidate, or people who are on the fringes, brokerages who are on the fringes that don't really provide any true value to clients start to fall apart and start to disappear. And I'm particularly interested in seeing how this all continues to play out with the improvements and enhancements in technology. The final comment I have on this, obviously, is on the technology side, which is where Option Alpha has been focused for the last couple of years. We've really been focused, as many of you guys know, on building out software and technology. More importantly, or the first big rollout of that was our back testing and trade optimization software, because we also saw that most of the stuff is not accessible to the traditional investor, to the regular investor out there. It was previously reserved for hedge funds and financial institutions. So as we built and rolled out that software for a really good value, we thought that it provided an insane amount of value compared to the price or the investment that you had to get into it. And that's been our goal from, really the last couple of years, is just to improve that technology platform. I think what you guys will be interested to hear later on, although I can't give details now, is that we are continuing down the path towards something that resembles a very fluid, automatic, robotic type trading environment. And we're really, really excited about that. Again, I can't give too many details right now, but I'll continue to talk about it in the future. Because I think that the next evolution for options traders not only is the ability to trade free options or very low cost options, but also to automate or use robots to do most of that trading like many institutions are doing right now. And that capability and that capacity is not yet available for the retail trader, which is something that Option Alpha hopes to bring to the table here in the very near future. So as always, I really do hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you guys like what we talked about, please let us know. If you enjoyed interviews like this, many of you know I don't just lightly add people to the podcast for the sake of filling up space and filling up interview time. I really want to make sure that always the guests that we bring on here provide a ton of value to you, our industry experts, our leading, figures in the options trading and the financial industry. And I think Beju definitely delivered today. So again, thank you for everyone over at Robinhood for helping out, and definitely Beju for coming on the podcast. Until next time, happy trading.